Good morning. At least two people have died and another 10 were injured after a waiter flambéed a dish, accidentally setting fire to an Italian restaurant on Friday evening in Madrid. One of the injured is in a critical condition and five others have serious injuries. Plastic plants in the restaurant caught fire during the flambéing process and the flames rapidly spread. The fire broke out near the entrance of the restaurant, which made it harder for people to escape. Though the blaze was extinguished quickly, it was extremely intense and generated a lot of smoke. There had been around 30 diners and staff members inside the restaurant at the time of the fire, so Madrid's mayor said. He warned that there would be more victims had the firefighters taken longer to attend the scene, adding that it was actually extinguished within 10 minutes. Police have launched an investigation into the cause of the fire. Moroccan police have seized 5.4 tons of cannabis resin stashed in a truck headed for Spain and 60 kilograms of cocaine packed in frozen tuna. Security and customs officers seized the cannabis resin in the northern port of Tangier on board an international freight truck, so officials said late Saturday. The resin blocks were pressed into plates and slotted into specially fitted cavities, including in the truck's chassis. The 45-year-old Moroccan driver was arrested. In a separate operation, also in Tangier, nearly 60 kilograms of cocaine were seized on Thursday inside a refrigerated container. The cocaine was packed in tuna, marked as coming from Ecuador and destined for Spain. As part of the DGT's ongoing commitment to road safety, the number of speed traps on the roads will be increased. The National Action Against Speeding Offences aims to reduce the number of accidents due to excessive speed and to make roads safer for all users. The DGT has announced that it will introduce stricter controls on April the 27th. The date was chosen because it coincides with the European Speed Control Day, an initiative that encouraged participating countries to enforce speed limits more strictly in an effort to save lives. During this operation, the DGT will deploy additional resources, including mobile radars and helicopters, to monitor the speed of vehicles across the country. The increased supervision will also involve local and regional police forces that work together with the DGT. And an EasyJet pilot was forced to make a priority landing after about a dozen troublesome passengers became disruptive during a flight. The disruption occurred on Saturday on board the flight, which was travelling from Liverpool to Tenerife. Following the priority landing, officers boarded the aircraft and took the problem-causing passengers into custody for questioning. The individuals were set to be deported back to the UK on the next available flight. The incident comes amid a debate about tourism in the Canary Islands after Lanzarote's president claimed the island was being saturated by British tourists and they wanted to accommodate more high-quality travellers from mainland Europe. Spanish air traffic controllers confirmed the incident, saying that as a result of the brawl, the flight's landing approach was made as short as possible. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.